Outspoken, Oscar-winning actress Shelley Winters, who made more than 100 movies during a career that spanned some 60 years, died today of heart failure in Beverly Hills. NPR's Allison Keyes has this remembrance.
She was born Shirley Schrift and started taking acting lessons in high school in Brooklyn, New York. She later toiled as a dress model by day and worked as a chorus girl at night. After a series of supporting roles on the stage, Winters landed her first movie role in 1943's What a Woman. She went on to win 2 Academy Awards for Best Supporting Actress. While Winters became famous as a blonde bombshell in Hollywood, the politically conscious actress fought to play gritty, flawed women whose circumstances sometimes forced them to become cruel. Winters said she was proud of her role as the mother in the film Lolita.
Oh, that miserable little brat. She is becoming impossible, simply impossible. The idea. She's always been a spiteful little pest since the age of...
Winters told Fresh Air in a 1989 interview that she was also pleased with her work in the 1965 film A Patch of Blue. Winters won her second Oscar for her portrayal of a woman trying to keep her blind white daughter away from a black man.
She's bigoted and a racist, and it was very difficult to do that. It's very hard to play characters that are mean and hateful.
Winters' first Academy Award came for her role in The Diary of Anne Frank, in which she played one of 8 Jewish refugees in World War II Holland who hid in an attic for more than a year, often forced to fight over food.
Just what are you trying to say?
Forget it, Carly. We're wasting time.
No. Don't I always give everybody exactly the same? Don't I?
Forget it, Carly.
No, I want an answer. Don't I?
Winters said she wanted to be a lawyer, but it was something women didn't do when she was growing up. Instead, she said she chose roles that educate the audience as well as giving them something to enjoy.
Gloria Steinem said that the films that I fought for and got, like Double Life, A Place in the Sun, Night of the Hunter, women who were victims, that in my way I was preparing the ground for the women's lib movement because I was showing the public, the victims that women were, and they had a fight against being pushed into these categories. And I hope I did that.
The 1951 film, A Place in the Sun, illustrates Winters' commitment to social and political issues. She had to persuade director George Stevens that she wasn't too sexy to play a pregnant factory girl killed so her lover could marry Elizabeth Taylor. Winters said when she played the following scene, she did it as a girl who knows she faces death if the boy doesn't marry her.
You're going to marry me tomorrow. I'll telephone the newspapers and tell them everything, and then I'll kill myself.
The drama in Winters' life wasn't confined to stage and screen. Her stormy marriages and dalliances made headlines and spicy fodder for her autobiographies, in which she wrote of romances with the likes of Marlon Brando and Clark Gable. Her final Oscar nomination came for the 1972 movie The Poseidon Adventure, which endeared Winters to a whole new generation of fans. She kept studying and working, appearing on Broadway in the 1990s TV show Roseanne. Winters always tried to remind people of the problems and joy in American society. She suffered a heart attack in October and had been hospitalized since then. Winters is survived by her daughter. Allison Keyes, NPR News.